Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Lord is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Thanks for coming out on a Sunday night. Rhema Bible Church. Good to have you here tonight. And we know that God has something for all of us. I do want you to turn in your Bible, if you have it, to Isaiah 61, please. Isaiah chapter 61. If you were here the last time I ministered, if you're not, they might have a CD out there you can get. It's not that important, but talking about in the things, one of the things that I've been noticing and going to God about, but noticing, listening to people talk and watching how things, I'm talking about Christians especially, but even in the world, that you know, not only are people, especially in these, you know, these last 2 years have brought out a lot of things, but not only are people held back by their physical ailments, there are mental and emotional things that are holding people back. And I'm starting to go to the word, okay, God. So I know Jesus died. We could blankly say Jesus died. But what does the word of God have to say about these things? Is there freedom? Is there deliverance? Is the anointing of God that heals our bodies, is that same anointing available to heal emotional scars, broken lives, the brokenhearted? And of course, you know, when you go to God, there's so many, you just get overwhelmed. God has not missed a thing. I'm going to tell you right now, God has not forgotten you. He took care of it all when Jesus rose again. He went to the cross, bore all that for us, and it is available for us today. Just as much as healing belongs to us physically, I'm telling you right now, your broken heart needs to be well. You need to be whole. Your mind needs to be whole. Your emotions can be whole. And you can live a free life. A free life. Now here in Isaiah 61, we most of us would know that, but if you don't, that's all right, that Jesus quoted this in Luke chapter 4 as he went there and was preaching as he came down from the Mount of Temptation. I want to begin in reading in verse 1. I'm reading from the King James Bible here. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. Now, this is Isaiah the prophet speaking of the Messiah. Jesus is the one. Jesus in Luke chapter 4, as it's recorded, is the one that preached this. And then he made a statement that forever changed how they ever heard this scripture. You know, they would read this scripture all the time because Messiah was coming. Next year, Jerusalem. Next year, Messiah. It never was right now. But Jesus showed up there in that synagogue that day, and he read this scripture. All right, let's keep reading, because it goes on to say, he has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Jesus quoted this, and then he turned that day as he sat down, everybody looked at him. He quit reading, and he said, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. This day. So, since we know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, I've got news for you. This day, tonight, right now, this scripture is fulfilled in our ears. So if you got a broken heart tonight, you're gonna be healed tonight. Amen. If you've been bruised, that word bruised there means broken into pieces. Shattered lives. No matter what's happened in the past, no matter what it is, something shattered you. Another translation of it says, someone did you harm. The anointing of God is for you tonight. Amen. Just as much, you know, as we talk about the healing power of God working mightily in us, affecting the healing and cure, that same healing power will work in you. Heal you in your emotions. Heal you in the brokenness of your life. Now listen, the world wants to tell every one of us that we're victims and we've been done wrong. That's all right. I have not been done so much wrong that the one who did me right can't take care of it. Jesus has taken care of all the wrong. He bore all the wrong on the cross. Well, I'm just so ashamed. He bore my shame. He bore your shame. He bore your brokenness. He bore your shattered life. And the anointing of God's available to you to heal you and to put you in a position, just like we know spiritually, as if, you know, when a person gets healed, you know, let's say Jesus healed, a lame person got healed, you know there was no more evidence of them ever being lame before. They're walking now, they're perfect. You can't look at them now and tell them, your life can be such that no one would ever know, and you don't even remember your brokenness and what was done to you. Amen. We wear the victor's garments tonight. Not the victims, the victor. We're clothed in him. Now, if you don't know Jesus tonight, don't leave here tonight without knowing him. But if you're here tonight and you're wounded, you're broken, and no one knows, I'm telling you, Jesus knows. And I'm telling you that in confidence, because I know what he told me to preach on tonight and talk about with you tonight. Just as much as I've ever ministered the healing to people and seen miracles all over the world of people's physical bodies being healed, this is the power of God is here tonight to do this. Amen? Hallelujah. And we don't like to talk about these things, but I'm telling you, the world's getting very bold these days. Getting very bold. And I'm seeing, just like we would never make light of someone who was a cripple, you know, who couldn't walk, was paralyzed. We wouldn't make light of someone who was dealing with sickness and disease. We're not making light of anyone that's struggling mentally or struggling emotionally or struggling with depression and oppression. We're not making light of it. We're just here tonight to declare freedom over it. Freedom. Glory to God. Amen. You know, living in this world, it's hard. Life is hard. And it's not fair. That's one thing I told Amanda early on with our kids. We're not playing this it's not fair game. Because life's not fair. Well, it's not fair. I don't care. I don't care. It's not fair that I'm so good looking and some of you aren't. So you're getting too serious here. You're telling me, see, what's fair about that? Amen. But notice here, instead of the brokenness, instead of the captivity, instead of the being bound, or as in the New Testament says, being bruised, instead of that, we're to have joy for mourning. We're to have on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. We're to be called the trees of righteousness. Now here's the great thing. The same principles of faith that will heal your body will bring healing in your mind and in your emotions and in whatever's happened in your past. The same healing power. It's the same anointing. I love that, we do it because the Spirit of God led this ministry to do prayer claws way, way back. But then I don't know how many of you years ago were here when Pastor Hagin one Sunday morning said, you know what, I'm not going to pray over these anymore. We're going to come on down here. And he started passing them out. I don't know if any of you were here. That was been a while. But, you know, we don't do that out as a tradition. We do that at the direction and revelation of the Lord. But I find it interesting in Acts chapter 19 in verse 11 and 12 there that God, the Bible says, God wrought or worked special miracles by the hands of Paul. And so from his body were taken handkerchiefs and aprons, and they were laid upon the sick and diseased. The sickness departed, and if they had any evil spirits, they departed also. That same anointing, That same anointing that healed people's bodies drove out oppressive spirits and demon spirits. Now listen, just because you're oppressed doesn't mean you're necessarily, you're not demon possessed, or you're not surrounded by evil spirits. We're not saying that, but it could be the work. If anybody's oppressing you, it's not God, I'm going to tell you that. It's of the devil. And you know, I was talking about this the other day in class with our students. How many of you found out the devil loves to replay your life to you? Amen. I don't know what kind of video system he's got, but he plays it a lot. But you got to learn where the off switch is. I found this out. I found it. No, that's my past. Look over at 2 Corinthians 5. See, one of the things we're gonna all have to do is, if I'm sick in my body, I got to declare myself healed. I'm healed in the name of Jesus. If I'm oppressed in my mind, I'm free in Jesus' name. If my past is trying to come up against me, we've got to say this: I'm a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. I'm a new creation. Say that with me: I'm a new creation. Now, what does it say goes along with that? Old things are passed away. So anything that happened in my past is passed away. All things are what? New. All things are of God. So in a lot of these areas, you know, I'll say this. I'll say, Mr. Devil, if you want to talk to that's part of my past, you got to go talk to my Lord about that. He made me a new creation. Now, how many of you know the devil's not going to go talk to Jesus? The last time he saw him was not a good deal for him. Amen? But see, sometimes we've gotten to where we're scared of these things. But I also want to say this. I don't want it to become common to say it's okay for Christians to be oppressed mentally, emotionally, to be broken and these things, when Jesus has bought and paid the price, so you don't have to be. Just as much as, listen, I don't want anybody to be sick in their body. Don't want anybody to have anything wrong that way. I don't want anybody to have this wrong. You see? I'm as much against this as I am cancer. Right? But what we've done, and what the devil had tricked us into doing, is we try to take people that have these type of issues, and we used to institutionalize them. Now they don't have those, right? Well, you're crazy. You're going to the house, the crazy house. That's what we called them. Now, come on, now, the insane asylum. And a lot of times, there's people just broken, don't know what oppressed of the devil. Do we have a Savior who's anointed? Is Jesus still the same today as he was yesterday? Can he heal the brokenhearted today? If he can't, I don't know what we're wasting our time. No, I'm here to tell you he can. He can and he will. Now, I want you to go to Isaiah 53. This was part of God's plan. God recognizes how the world and the devil has worked against people because of sin and the sin nature. Down here in verse 10, it's interesting here. We'll look at a couple words. Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on. If I read 61:10, it's a good verse, but it's not the one I'm looking for here. I want to look at this in Isaiah 53, right? Verse 10. Now notice this. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. Who did that? Did the devil do that? Who did that? Who bruised Jesus? God did. Now if you look up this word, it means to crush. It means to break into pieces, to bruise, to be crushed, be contrite, to be broken. God crush Jesus so that you wouldn't have to be crushed. God broke Jesus into pieces, if you will, so you wouldn't have to. You know, when Jesus cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He cried that out for every single person who would ever say, God, where are you in this? God, why did this happen to me? Oh God, how did this? He cried out and bore that so you would never have to say that. So you could stand up and you could say, my God will never leave me nor forsake me. If God's on my side, I will not fear what any man can do to me. If God be for me, who can be against me? Amen. Jesus cried out. He bore the shame of the cross. To be crucified was a shameful death. To be hung out in the open and to die, it was usually a slow, painful, shameful death. The soldiers who do it, they didn't like that duty anyway, so they would harass, they would mock the people. People would come by and spit on those people. They would mock them. Jesus hung there. Now, we don't show it as graphic as it was these days, you know, because it would not be a good picture to see. But if you go back and study it, they stripped them of all their clothing. They hung there naked. Jesus hung naked to bear the fullness of our shame. Now, listen, some of you have been put to shame and your nakedness exposed by someone in the past. But I'm here to tell you tonight, Jesus will heal you from it. Jesus will restore you from it. Jesus can make it so you have no remembrance of it and it'd be as if it never happened in your life before. The healing power of God, the anointing of God. In fact, the power of it's broken right now in Jesus' name. I'm just declaring what's already been said in the Word of God. I'm not saying anything the Bible doesn't say. The anointing of God, Jesus broke the power over that in your life in Jesus' name. Some of you young men in here, or maybe an older man, maybe an older man abused you growing up. The power of that can be broken right now. Maybe you've been raped. Maybe you ladies have been assaulted. The power of that can be broken right now. It pleased the Lord to bruise him and to put him to grief. The word grief there and in the original language there, the meaning, you say, well, why do you look? Well, sometimes we don't, words change in how they're used. It means to become weak, become grieved. So many people are stuck in grief patterns. A loved one might have died or, well, I was believing God and they died anyway and you don't have the answers. I don't have the answers either, but I do know this. Give that to Jesus. He'll heal your broken heart. He'll heal the bruises and the pain that you have from that. Now, you sometimes, you know, have any of you ever had a physical bruise that was so deep? I know one time I was playing college basketball. In the first half of a game against Millikan University, Millikan was from Decatur. We were playing there in our home gym. A guy's knee went into my left hamstring right there. All right? Well, it got a little tight. But after the game, I could barely move. And this was back, well, I mean, we didn't have the facilities and we weren't a big college and that, so we didn't have all the treatments that they have today. You know, just tried to ice it down and that. But then we went up to Pella, Iowa to play up there against a school in Iowa. And you know, it kind of warmed up. It felt okay. But that first tip, that the tip off went, and I was down like this. I was back, you know, guarding. And I went to move. I couldn't move. That bruise was still there. I couldn't see it necessarily. It wasn't bruised outside. But so, have you ever had a bruise so deep that sometimes you forgot about it until... And all of a sudden, it gets reactivated. See, that's what the devil, he likes to keep punching you. Keep working your body, if you will, to get you to drop your guard down. But no, we're not going to let him do that. I know some of that pain you think you're, but sometimes it comes back. The devil tries to bring it back. But no, we can stand and resist it in the name of Almighty God. You see, it's not just under the blood. The blood has wiped it out. The blood has cleansed you from it. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood, Lord. That anointing, the anointing of God. You know, James chapter 3, turn over there, please. One other area, then we're going to pray. We're going to go to God. And I'm telling you tonight, if you'll receive it, you can be free tonight. You can be free tonight. Amen. I'm not saying the devil won't ever try to come back at you, but you can be free tonight. Just as much as a crippled, a paralyzed person gets up, takes up their bed and walks, you can take up your life and walk tonight. Listen, you've been forgiven. Some of you are you're held that way because you haven't forgiven yourself. No matter what happened, you still think well, I'm responsible. It's me. I did that, and I deserve that. I don't care what it was. You're forgiven. Amen. James chapter 3. Verse 13 says, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good manner of life or conversation, the King James says, his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Did you notice that phrase in chapter and verse 14? Bitter envying. Bitter. Look over in Hebrews with me. Hebrews chapter 12. Some folks get what we could call them, they're bitter over something. Or they're offended, right? But I want to use this bitterness to kind of show the danger of it. The danger of it. If you've ever had what's known as acid reflux, you know how painful bitterness can be. Because that's a bitter, that gall, that acid that's in your stomach to help you digest, it's not supposed to come up in your throat and in your mouth, right? And if that goes unchecked, you can actually destroy your esophagus. Amen? Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. Bitterness will destroy you from the inside out. But you don't have to be bitter. He says this. Why? Because Jesus can heal you from that, okay? He says this in Hebrews 12, verse 14. Follow peace with all and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Oh, the power of God's grace. The power of that grace. God's ability in me, doing what I could not do for myself. God's ability for me, giving me what I could not bring, get a hold of myself. That grace that not only saved me, that grace that keeps me, that grace that empowers me, that grace that teaches me, that grace that brings me all that salvation has. I don't want to ever fail or fall from it. How can I do that? He said, lest any root of bitterness spring up troubling you, and thereby many be defiled. I know in ministering there where for the last 25 years and in East Africa and the nation of Kenya, and about 14 years ago, this December, they had a political situation that happened that basically caused tribal war to break out all over the country. And people were, that was December to January 2007, 2008. I was there that summer, and that bitterness, you could sense the bitterness that was there. I've sensed that same bitterness in this country in the last two, 3 years. that same bitterness. We've allowed things that have happened in the world, politics, you know, pandemics, all these things. And instead of working together, we've gotten bitter. We've tilted up sides. I'm against you. You're against me. You know, I'm anti-vax. You're for the vax. You know, I'm anti-this. You're for that. And that bitterness gets in there. And what's happening is the devil is working all the time to divide us. But he's eating us up from the inside out. And we're not careful. Because I know, I'm going to be honest with you, all this stuff was starting to get to me. Man, I can tell you, I mean, I was struggling in these areas. I had to eventually turn off the news just because certain things. And then the Lord took me here and said, son, if you're not careful, this bitterness that you're allowing in your life, it will destroy your life and you'll lose everything. You'll lose everything if you don't take care of it. Amen. Now, some people are bitter because something that's happened to them in the past. All right? Some people are bitter. Like in Kenya, it was tribal things. We don't necessarily call it tribal here. We call it racial and ethnic things, right? It's the same hatred I saw there that I see here. And the bitter, if you've been done wrong, you've been treated wrong for nothing else than being born. Right? If you're not careful, you can allow bitterness to get inside of you. See, I can't control how you treat me. I can't control what you think about me. I can't. But I can control what I do with you. And that is, I've chosen right ahead, I'm going to forgive you and love you. Because I'm not allowing that bitterness in me. Amen? And I have to stand against it. I'm tempted to let it come in there. I'm tempted to let that come in there. Amen. But you know, you can stand against any temptation. Anything. But there's healing tonight. There's healing tonight. What the devil's tried to steal from you through offense and bitterness, what the devil's tried to steal from you from past that's happened, the brokenheartedness, the Bible says the chastisement of our peace of mind was on him at the cross. That shame he bore so that we could have what? I quit reading there in Isaiah 61. I want to end with this tonight, and then we're going to pray. Isaiah chapter 61. He talked there about, you know, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Amen. How do I see? You say, well, how should I be, brother? You should have joy in your life. That's the result of him being anointed. He goes on there to say, though, in verse 4, Isaiah 61, 4, they shall build the old waste. They shall raise up the former desolations. They shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and sons of aliens shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priest of the Lord. Men shall call you ministers of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall you boast yourselves. For your shame you shall have double. For your confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be upon them. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery, but for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Now, we're living in that right now. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, their offspring among the people, and all that see them shall acknowledge that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robes of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with the ornaments, as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth bud, and the garden causes things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all nations. Hallelujah. 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 Righteousness and praise. Righteousness and praise. Righteousness and praise. Springing up from you. Springing up from within you. That righteousness and praise. Springing up from within you. Springing up from within you. Some of you just stand up right now and start praising God. That power is broken. Just stand. Just righteousness and praise. Righteousness and praise. Thank you, Lord. You've made us right with you. You are the one who has anointed. You are the one who's anointed to heal right now. You are the one. through righteousness and praise springing forth. Righteousness and praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, oh God. We praise you, Jesus. We thank you for what you've done for us. You have healed our broken heart. You've healed my broken heart. You've healed my shattered life. You healed me in Jesus' name. We're healed. Hallelujah. We glorify you. All those dreams that have seemed to have been dashed, all those dreams that you seem to have been stolen from us, hallelujah, they're all restored in you, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For shame, you've given us joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now just lift your hand. If you know you are in need of a broken heart healed, of a shattered life and the bruises of that, do you be restored to health in your emotions and in your mind and in your thoughts? I'm not saying you'll never have to come, you'll never have to stand your ground. You're going to have to stand. But there's healing for you tonight. What I want you to do, if you're here tonight and you have that, I want you to take your hands. Everybody look at me real quick. I want you to take your hands. I want you to make like a little bowl here with your hands. And I want you, this is how the Lord showed me to do it earlier today as I was praying over this some more. I want you to place maybe a person, maybe an event, maybe whatever it was, that offense, that bitterness, I want you to place it symbolically in your hands, all right? And you're holding it there. Now, in holding it there, you are saying, first of all, I'm not allowing it in me any longer. It's there now. And that person who did you wrong, or that situation, or whatever it was that victimized you and that bruised you, is there right now. Now, just a moment. I'm going to count to three, and when I get to three, I just want you to take those hands. I want you to lift them up to heaven, separate them, lift them up to heaven. And as you do that, you're letting that go. It's symbolic of telling God, I'm giving it all to you now. And as your hands are lifted up, something's going to replace that pain on the inside. And it's the anointing of God and the peace of God. So right now, you got that in your hand. And Father, I thank you as people throughout the congregation, pain, some shame, the bruises of life, broken pieces of life, broken dreams, shattered lives, Father. Some from bad mistakes we made, some from things people did to us, some things people said to us, just life. But Jesus, you anointed Jesus to heal the broken heart. You anointed Jesus to set the captive free and to bring freedom to those that are bruised. So right now we hold that in our hand. And Father, as we lift it to you, we're saying it's gone from us now and we receive our healing from it. The one, now on three we're going to lift up. Two, after we lift it up, you're not going to entertain it any longer. Whenever the devil tries to bring them back up, you're going to, nope, I gave that to the Lord. It's his. You have to talk to him. Three, just let that go right now. God. Healing power of God's working in you right now, affecting a healing and a cure. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Some of you have had some situations in your body, and this has been the cause of it, and you didn't know it, but you're healed right now. If you just check yourself, you see you're healed already. No shame. No. Hallelujah. You're not shamed. You're the righteousness of God. You're accepted in the beloved. You are of God. And greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Greater is the peace of God that's in you than the turmoil of the world. Greater is the peace of God in you than the brokenness of the world. Greater is the sweetness of God in you than the bitterness of life. All bitterness is gone. Let it go in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. Can we just lift our hands and our voices and just thank the Lord right now? Just thank Him. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to you, Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want to invite you to come right now. Just come right down here. Don't leave here tonight. I want to pray with you. Come right down here. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, come down here right now. Don't hesitate. Just come on. Don't be embarrassed. Everybody in here loves you. If you don't know Jesus, ask. Just go ahead and ask your neighbor right now. You may know him. Just say, hey, do you need to know? Do you know Jesus? If they say no, then bring them on down here. Amen. Amen. Don't see anybody coming. Hallelujah. Say this with me. Thank you, Father, that I'm a child of God. I'm saved. I'm filled. I'm on my way to heaven. I thank you, Father, that I'm free. I'm free. I'm free in my mind. I'm free in my emotions. I'm free from captivity. I'm free and I'm healed from a broken heart. I'm free and I'm healed from a shattered life. I'm free tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. How many of you can already tell, how many can already would say, raise your hand, there's a difference right now. I've already know there's a difference in me right now. All right, now don't, remember, Satan comes to me to steal the word, so stay after it. When that comes back, no, you don't, Mr. Devil. No, you don't, Mr. Devil. No, you got to go talk to Jesus about that. He won't. And he'll quit talking to you. That's the great thing about it. He quits talking to you. Had it happen over and over and over again. One of my favorite things to do when all that turmoil is going on is, and now I'm a professional nap taker. I just want to tell you that. But I love just go lay down and take a nap right in the middle of it, right in the middle of all the turmoil. I'll just go lay down and take a nap. Say, what's that do? Make the devil mad. He doesn't like that. What are you doing sleeping? Don't you know? Groanings which cannot be uttered. I don't know if that's what that scripture means. I made that up. Prayer team, if you want to go in, come on down here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I feel like we had some things happen tonight. Amen. You did what Pastor Bill said. You hooked up. You made a demand. And really, when you make a demand on the minister of God, you're making demand on the one who gifted them. So, you know, Jesus said, if you've received me, you've received the one who sent me. And then he said, if they receive you, they receive me. And if they receive me, they receive the one who sent me. So really, it's God working. It's amazing when we honor God, what he'll do in our midst. All right, we clear. We got everything and nothing. Hey, don't forget to be here Wednesday night, Hour of Power. Youth will have service over there. So praise God. Zach, do you guys still need male vocalists? Listen, don't make me and Bill go down there and sing with the youth. I mean, y'all, there, Bill's got his microphone. He's ready to go. We could do it, but. So if you're a male vocalist, go to, get with them and get hooked up with all that. Read your bulletin. God bless you. We'll see you on Wednesday night.